What's good, y'all? Y'all already know what's going on. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I hope today is what I call a very enlightening listening experience for you. And it's getting hot in here, so take off. Let me pause. I know many of us have heard that song. It is the 2002 hit from rapper Nelly. Have you all seen the video, though, or had a chance to read the lyrics? We'll get more into that a little later. If this is your first time joining us, my name is J-Bay, and I am an upcoming rapper from Tampa Bay, Florida. I have been writing music, rapping, and performing for a total of 11 years, so that is why I am so passionate and have so much to say about our topic today. You already know what's finna go down. You're listening to the Communication, Gender, and Identity Podcast, the podcast, your favorite podcast, where we tackle various matters related to gender and identity in the world as we know it. Let's dive in. So, today is all about how musical artists express their sexuality through their music, whether it is through their lyrics or music videos. We'll look at how men do it, how women do it, why they might feel the need to do so, and to what extent are these expressions taken. Let's dive in. All right, y'all, so let's talk about men expressing sexuality through lyrics. According to the Cultural Study of Music, a critical introduction by Clayton, Herbert, and Middleton, they say music is more than notes, which I absolutely agree. It is notes, lyrics, and so much more. So speaking of lyrics, you know, I had just talked about Nelly's 2002 hit Hot In Here. Let's look at a little more of his lyrics as well. Okay, it's like, excuse me? Well, first of all, he's saying, give that man what he's asking for, as if the woman does not have a choice in this case. And then he's also saying, and I feel like touching you. Like he's obligated to just touch. That's what is giving off. Another example, if we look into T Grizzly's First Day Out, his lyrics, at one point he says, brick mile, knock your down, pick her up, knock her back down, pull her tracks out, yes I slap girl, yes I slap dog, yes I slap loud, yes I'll slap her if he act out, yes I caught cases on the road with them killers, bro kill me if I snitch, cause if you snitch I'm gonna kill you. So again, he's degrading the women. Just like we observed in Nelly's lyrics. And then he's also talking about, you know, because if you snitch, I'm going to kill you. So, like, what exactly is he trying to get across his audience here? You know, is he trying to portray that he's a real man or that he's hard or, you know, this is what he does? Because really, music nowadays is mainly about money, sex, drugs, and violence, right? So, what I decided to do is get a male artist so he could tell us for himself what he thinks about men expressing their sexuality through lyrics and the music industry today. So, I want to introduce my interviewee, Mon. He is an upcoming rapper from Georgia. So, let's take a listen to the interview. All right, Mon, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Really appreciate it. So before we get started with everything, I just wanted to leave this at the beginning as we're going through everything. According to Gender and Music Composition, a study of music and gender and meanings by Sergian and Himonides, it says the association of music and gendering has been extended beyond gender to sexuality and sexual identity since, quote, musicality is next door to sexuality, end quote. All right, so from what I understand, I know you write your own lyrics. So what is your idea of masculinity?
My idea of it is selfish. Being selfless, consistency, and humility. And these traits have stood out as defining characteristics of a passage into the manhood, I would say.
Okay. So now, in your lyrics, do you feel that you attempt to display your idea of masculinity through words for your audience?
Because it's like I come from the heart. So whatever leads me to saying whatever I want to say, I say it, whether it's manly or not. So I might involve a little bit of feelings. I might involve a little bit of manliness. I might involve a little bit of feminine. It depends.
Okay, so that's something that you don't see quite often. Now, do you believe that in the music industry, there isn't kind of like an onset agreement that states you need to show masculinity?
No. Like I said, the fans, they like what they like. They listen to what they want to listen to. And it's about originality, I would say. So if you're feeling sad, make a song that's, you know, about people down. Go for it.
So you don't think that there's male artists out there that are just solely exhibiting masculinity?
I would say that, though, in some cases. But then it wouldn't be this pure manliness, because even if they're trying to interpret that they're such of a man, it's not original if I feel it's not involved. Because if you feel like I'll do this because I'm a man, I mean, it's still feminine because you're feeling that way.
Okay. No, I'm getting what you're saying. So, right. So it's basically different cases of it. Very okay. So I understand that. And do you feel pressure to be overly masculine in your music and songwriting?
Oh, not at all. I don't. I go with the flow. Whatever the beat leads me to saying, I say it. Well, I lead myself to saying what I want to say, but if it's not manly, then whatever, because I feel like the best music is made from the soul and from the heart. So if you steady focusing on trying to prove that to the people that, hey, I'm a man and I need to go about it this way, then I don't think that you setting a bar for yourself in the sky is not the limit.
Okay. No, that makes perfect sense. Again, very different. You don't see that too often, but I like your style. And so from you answering that, I understand that you are not against displaying signs of femininity in your music. That's what it sounds like. So you're okay with doing that.
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine with that, like I said. And that doesn't predict if it's going to be a good song or not.
Right.
So, it doesn't matter. My focus is to make something that the people want to listen to. So, it is what it is.
Okay. Now, with that being said, do you think that other heterosexual male rap artists are opposed to displaying femininity in their music? Because in that same journal, Gender Music Composition, A Study of Music and Gendering of Meanings, it says male adoption of female identity has been less frequent, though it is not unknown. So do you think they're opposed to that?
I don't think they're opposed to it intentionally, but they are definitely opposed to it.
You said that.
They're not trying to do it intentionally, but they are doing it in some type of way.
Right. Okay. So it's just something that they do. You think it's because of the culture?
Yeah, the way the culture has changed in this era is the way that everybody's going. It's the feminine it shows some type of feminine. Even if it's in the 10% domain or 5%, it's gonna be some trace of it.
Some trace of it. Okay. Now, could you give me like an example? Like, what are you thinking about?
Okay, like for example, NBA Youngboy. He is the type of rapper that puts out there what he does, and you can tell he's trying to prove to his audience that, hey, I'm a man. This is what I do. This is mad things, and you know, but in reality, yes, this might be some things that man do if you feel this way, but it's how he's feeling. It's emotion in his music. It's a lot of emotion in his music.
Yeah, even though some might say it's feminine, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so are you... All right, so are you seeing examples in the industry where male artists are maybe being too excessive when they're trying to convince their audience that they are a quote-unquote real man?
Not really. But you can tell, like, if you just listen and pay attention and read lyrics, like, you can tell, like, oh, yeah, you're kind of overdoing it, but it's being, nobody's paying that much attention to it because the song's actually good, you know what I'm saying? So,
but it is happening. That's what you're saying.
Happening. Yeah, it is happening.
Okay, so thank you so much for that. I think you provided a lot of insight for the audience. I think they are going to be able to learn a lot from it. Is there anything that you wanted to add?
Mine. Everybody out there doing music, man. Keep going. And then gonna be giving. You gotta go take it. In a good way. But yeah.
Alright, thank you.
Young Trooper, aka Young Trooper, man. I got that single Millions out, man. Link in the description. We out.
Alright, thank you so much. Again, want to thank Mon for doing that interview and also thank him for his contributions that he's putting in to the music industry. I really just wanted everybody to understand and see that there is a divide in the music industry when it comes to heterosexual males and them revealing their sexuality. And it is on a case-by-case basis because we cannot say that it's every artist, but probably a majority of them. And, you know, sometimes we see them overly exerting their masculinity and not showing any femininity at all. And then there's some artists who will not have a problem with showing their emotions or showing femininity in their music, which I think is great. And I also want to ask you that you continue to stick with us as we go on this journey, and we're going to take a glimpse into another aspect of this very important discussion. All right, y'all, let's move this thing right along and get into part two, which is women expressing sexuality through lyrics. According to Gender and Music Composition, a study of music and gendering of meanings, music has been described as a dynamic mode of gender and essentially gendered discourse and a marker of sexual identity. Now, I thought who better than to give you knowledge and firsthand experience about this topic than yours truly. So I want to give y'all insight because I know the ins and outs of being a female rapper. But first, I wanted to get into some examples. Now, if you're listening to female rap nowadays, you might realize that a majority of it is sexually driven and sexually explicit lyrics and content, right? So if you're listening to Megan Thee Stallion, she has this song called Big Ol' Freak, and she's talking about giving oral sex and then the next day leaving him on red. And then she's also talking about giving our plane with genitals in a car, you know, and how he's driving and breaking the law. It's crazy stuff that she's talking about. And, you know, some might find it surprising, but it is what a majority of the female rappers today rap about. Also, another female rapper by the name of Cuban Doll, in her song called Drug Dealer, she is resorting to the main four topics that rappers discuss, money, sex, drugs, and violence. And she is also being sexually explicit throughout the song. But I have a snippet for you. Take a listen. So I hope y'all are getting the picture, but I'm just gonna let that speak for itself, okay? So according to Women in Popular Music Media, Empowered or Exploited by Jamie Glantz, radical libertarian feminists insist that women's sexualities and experiences are not universal and that popular media representations provide a creative venue for conversation and exploration, as well as identity formation and confirmation. So yes, I do write my own lyrics. I know sometimes that is a question of whether female rappers write their own lyrics, but I absolutely do. And I don't necessarily feel the need to express my femininity through my lyrics. I am emotional a lot of the time in my music, but not so much sexually explicit in my music, just like the examples that we referred to just a little bit ago. I absolutely feel that there's a underlying onset agreement in the industry for female rappers to rap about sex and sexual related topics because sex sells. And so of course female rappers see that and they like the attention, so that's what they go for, you know. I do feel pressure to do that in my music, but I feel like as long as I'm original and consistent and, you know, staying true to my audience, then, you know, it'll take me far. Now, my personal experience with the whole battle of not conforming to society to prove my femininity and writing sexually explicit lyrics, it is hard because it's not the norm. They're like, oh, so you don't rap about this, and, you know, you don't talk about sex and this and that, but that's, you don't have to. That's just what people are used to, you know? And, again, lots of examples in the industry of sexually explicit lyrics being rapped by female rappers. I tend to sometimes be aggressive in my music, and that comes off as masculine, and I receive backlash from that. You know, some people don't agree with that, which is absolutely fine, but if I'm feeling aggressive that day, that's just what's gonna happen. So I'm not against using quote-unquote masculine lyrics in my music. It's just whatever the feeling is at the time. Do I feel like I would have been a little further or a little bit more well-known if I was being sexually explicit in my lyrics? Yes, because again, people like that for some reason. They gravitate towards that. But if that's not you, then I would recommend like staying true to yourself, which is exactly what I plan to do on top of being consistent. And why is it like this regarding female rappers? I think it's just become a part of the culture, and everybody that's jumping on the bandwagon is increasing that and kind of agreeing with it, which if you agree with it, that's fine, really fine. But I just feel like it's always good to know who you are before, you know, you come out as being an artist. So I hope you were able to learn something and take away something from my experience as an artist. Now, don't go anywhere. We still have one more part to get through. So let's continue the journey and learn some more new things. All right, beautiful people. This is part 3 of our podcast today, artists expressing their sexuality through music videos. So we've covered them expressing their sexuality through their lyrics. So now we're gonna look at the visual side and see how they're doing this publicly for the world to actually tune in and see with their own eyes. Like, have you seen the Cardi B video where she is naked, sitting on a bench, completely naked? Crazy, right? And have you seen any male artist video where they have the flashy cars, the iced out chains, and girls, and more girls, half naked girls? Let's talk about what's going on here. All right, so I did want to give you all a male and female perspective, so I'll give my opinion a little later. And I did invite Mon to come back for this segment. Thank you, Mon, for joining us. All right, so according to Sexual Expression and Exploitation in the Music Industry by Sam Lidicott, there is a degree of sexual exploitation that has been evident for years now. So do you feel that male artists overly showcase their masculinity in music videos?
Yeah, with just with women, just with cars, just with jewelry. Yeah, but it also depends on the genre. That's more like in the hip-hop area.
Yeah. Okay, so why is this even taking place? What are you thinking?
I just feel like they never had nothing, so they just putting it out there to let everybody know what they achieved.
And what... Okay, so that's what it's accomplishing, to let them know their achievements. Now, if they were not to do this, do you think there would be a significant change in the industry, or like with the artist audience and their fan base?
Yeah, more like on the video end, but not like music wise. But it wouldn't change the whole culture of music, but it would change the way video, maybe people would be more creative with the videos than just cars, women, and jewelry and the hip hop area.
Yeah. Okay, and so you mentioned like excessive cars, excessive women, the jewelry. What other things are they utilizing in the music videos to project masculinity?
Maybe other than jewelry, women, probably drugs, maybe, and the plotting of the scene where the video's taking place.
Yeah, okay. So like a trap house or something.
Yeah.
So, no, I definitely could see how that would come off as manliness. Well, I do thank you for joining us again. You did provide a light to us when it comes to males expressing their sexuality through music videos. Thank you again, Mon.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Anytime.
All right, so moving into the female aspect of this all, according to Women in Popular Music Media, Empowered or Exploited by Jamie Glantz, it says, among recent findings is strong evidence for an increasingly pornographic representation of women in popular music media. And the radical liberation position holds that no matter how sexually explicit or controversial, popular media representations of sexuality must be tolerated on grounds of protecting women's rights to sexual freedom, autonomy, and choice. So, of course, it is a choice. You know, depending on the female artist, are they going to wear more revealing clothes or are they not? Now, when it comes to my experience with shooting music videos, I feel like I walk the line of feminine and masculine clothing, because there are times where I might like wear a crop top and a skirt, or it might just be basketball shorts and a t-shirt. you know? So again, dependent upon the artist. Now, on the other hand, when I go to a male rapper's video shoot, it's usually cars, new shoes, new outfits, chains, of course the goats, and girls wearing way less clothing than I would wear my music video. So it's basically like they're trying to show off all of these things that they have in their music video. That's definitely how it comes off. There is another challenge with, you know, whether to present my sexuality at a high level visually, because again, it's what attracts the attention of many people. They're like, oh, her clothes are off, so let me tune in. But I feel like the music should be able to get the attention of the audience by itself, and then the people in or what's in the music video will add to the music, you know, not topple it per se. So it would, do I feel my fan base would alter if I initiated these changes to my visuals? Yes, 100%. I would probably have more views by now, but again, that's not what I'm doing the music for, so not gonna go down that route. Also, you know, I feel like the music industry does set up certain or female artists for failure if they're not doing this, because they won't get as much attention. Again, it's just depending, because if a female has talent, you know, they'll get that recognition, but then it's at the same time, oh, you're not that good, you should probably wear less clothing, you know? So definitely a double standard, right? All right, so pretty interesting stuff that we just heard, right? So I did hope that you grasped that there would probably be a noticeable, if not significant, alteration in artists' fan base and revenue if they were to go to the other side, per se, and include either masculine or feminine ways in their music videos, and that was not their norm. And I do want you all to understand that there is a pressure to do it quote unquote right in the music industry when it comes to videos according to society standard. But I guess that's the good thing about it. We do have creative freedom when it comes to our music videos. But if you want to see another example, I would definitely check out Megan Thee Stallion's video, Big Old Freak. You will absolutely see what I'm talking about. But let's wrap this thing up. All right, so very sad as always that another podcast has come to an end, but I have thoroughly enjoyed you all in my mind, although I cannot see you all. But we have learned about men expressing their, or male artists expressing their sexuality through lyrics. We've learned about women doing that, and we've also talked about how men and women express their sexuality through music videos. So a hearing side of it and a visual side of it. I really do hope you all have learned so much, just like I did, when it comes to these three very important topics. And I just want to leave you with, always be a leader and not a follower. Pressurize to conform to the norm, and above all, remain truly and positively you. Now, these are the types of conversations and discussions that we have here. It is all open and judgment free, but it is a journey that'll bring insight and hopefully new information to you all each and every week. So please tune in next week, because the topic is supposed to be as hot as tamales, y'all. So you do not want to miss it. We truly do appreciate all of the support and everyone tuning in today. It's always a pleasure, because you already know what's going on. It is the Communication, Gender, and Identity Podcast, the podcast, your favorite podcast. Jay is exiting the building. Over and out. Oh, and one more thing, y'all. Take a listen to Mon's sneak peek of his unreleased single. Check it out.
Remember them days I ain't had nothing. Got out my ass, I had to go get
run all that cash and do it efficient.
I can fit
in there and be the griffin.
That ain't real life if it turn to lit.
Turn to lit.
That ain't your bitch, that nigga hit.
That nigga hit.
That ain't your love if it ain't consistent.
It ain't consistent.
Yeah. Remember them days I ain't had nothing. Got out my ass, I had to go get
run
all that cash and do it efficient.
I can fit in there and be the griffin.
That ain't real life if it
turn to lit. Turn to lit.
That ain't your bitch, that nigga hit.
That nigga hit.
That ain't your love if it ain't consistent.
It ain't consistent.
Yeah.